So like most of us, we are born in Muslim homes. There are perhaps maybe some reverts. They have accepted Islam. So we have accepted Islam. And we are born in Muslim homes. We grow up as Muslims. We feel we are Muslims. But just by being born in a Muslim house, you're not a Muslim. You have to, from your heart, tasdeeq bil qalb, wa iqrar bil lisan, wal amal bil jawarih. When all this is there, then you have proven yourself. Not only that because you are born in a Muslim house, but you don't know how to read Quran Sharif, for example. You don't read Quran Sharif, you don't make namaz, you don't live like a Muslim. Just by being born in a Muslim house and having a Muslim name, that is not such as enough to make a person is born in a doctor's house, that means he's a doctor. Or he's born in an engineer's house, that means he's an engineer. No, he has to make that effort. You are born in a Maulana's house, doesn't mean you're a Maulana. In a Hafiz's house, doesn't mean you're a Hafiz. We have to make an effort. So the same way, for this Iman, we have to make an effort. And it's a continuous effort to bring the reality of Iman. We must make shukr, alhamdulillah, that we accept we are Muslims. Inshallah, on that also we will get Jannah. Allah will finally give us Jannah just on that also, that we have submitted and we say we are Muslims and we die on that. That we are Muslims, we will get Jannah for that also. But to save ourselves from all the horrors and all the calamities of the qabr, of the day of Qiyamah, كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً 50,000 years long. All to save ourselves from that, crossing Pul Sirat is not going to be easy. A person on the day of Qiyamah, his record of deeds will be like a mirror in his face. All what he was doing secretly and privately, everyone will see. It will be like on his face, it will show all what he had done. Then there is this mizan, scale, where our actions will be weighed. And then, inshallah, a person will go to Jannah. So it's a long road. So to enter, to have VIP treatment in the qabr also, on the day of Qiyamah also, you get at the shade of Allah's throne, and you go like lightning over full sirat. For that we have to bring the haqiqat, the reality of Iman. One is the picture of a lion. The picture of a lion is not a lion. And one is a lion in a zoo. He's behind cage, he's alive, he's a real lion. But he can't do you anything also. And as children play, they show themselves to be very brave in front of that lion. They throw stones at it, poke a stick at it. The lion is in a cage, it can't do. But interfere or try and do something with the lion that is in a jungle, that is free. Then see what will happen. So if there is one mu'min like that, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they were those mu'mineen that had, not only by name they were mu'mineen, but by sifat, they were walking Quran Sharifs. The qualities of the Quran was not just that they were hafiz, but it was in their lives all that. And just one example, not very long ago, one Mufti Sahab of Saharanpur, his daughter was getting married, his son was getting married in Dioban. So the wedding took place, everything, they were returning at night. Long ago, ox wagon, so the bandits, crooks, surrounded the whole caravan, the whole group. And they demanded everything. So this Mufti Sahab, who was the elder in the group, he said, don't hurt us or anything, we'll give you everything. So they gave everything, newly married, all the wedding presents, and how dear, what a person has feeling for it also. All those wedding presents, everything, they gave everything. The bandits took it, they went in the jungle, moonlight, they were sharing it out. And then when he came back onto the ox wagon, the bride said, my ring got saved. Gold ring with a diamond on it, it got saved. He said, bring it, I have to give that also. Can we think of it? So they all were surprised. I said, we're going to give everything. And so everything, this also has to be given. So he went and gave that also. Then they went on further, they came again, surrounded them again. They say, we gave you people everything what you asked for. Now what you want more again? They say, we came and returned everything. So, as-sidqu yunji. So, if you have truthfulness, but we haven't got it. We got Iman, but our Iman is mixed with all falsehood and lies. How much we lie. Under oath we lie. We lie so much. But see, when a person speaks the truth, how Allah changed the crooks, a harlot. And in perhaps in all probability, they reformed and changed their lives also. Because one mu'min spoke the truth. And if you speak the truth, as-sidqu yunji, wal-kidhbu yuhlik. If you speak, one mu'min spoke one truth, see what a difference. But today we know that we are 5 times namazis, perhaps the hajjud guzar also. We keep nafil rozas also, all nafil namazis also we make. But at the same time, all the other things also. So the reality of iman has to enter. We are not in the madrasa just to become alims, just have knowledge, or become hafiz. Or that a person is just born in a Muslim house, and is a Muslim, he's just by because he's born in a Muslim house, he's a Muslim. We have to make an effort to bring the reality of iman, the haqiqat of iman into us. You have a Coca-Cola bottle, I'm just giving an example, never ever drink Coke. It's very unhealthy also, besides the other masalas, but it's most unhealthy also. Anyway, if in that Coca-Cola bottle you fill black vinegar, it looks the same. So if you give somebody to drink, and he puts it to his mouth, and vinegar, what a sour taste it has got. So just like that, our name is Mu'min. Ismail, Yusuf, Ibrahim, whatever. But when they see your akhlaq, your character, the girl got married to an alim, alim got married to an alima, title is alima, title is alim. But inside what comes out, then they say, who I married? I never expected this. That you are like this, yeah. So this reality. So for that, this ilm that we are acquiring, the reality of that ilm must come into us. And for that, just in this little short while, there are a few things that if we do, inshallah, we will get this. One is to join with Jamaat work. And I keep on going until this reality comes out. Then, with Khanqa work. And mashallah, we must be very thankful to Allah Ta'ala. We have got so many Khanqas. Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Sahib, other ustads also have programs. All this and zikr, make zikr. But with the object of getting this reality. When we say La ilaha, then we must negate everything, the greatness of everything, the power of everything, the knowledge of everything, illallah. Only Allah has got everything. That reality of Allah must come into us. So we all must make this effort that the reality of iman comes in us. If we are alims, first year, we came first in the Dora class, but we are not 5 times namazi. We are still looking at porn. We are doing other things, chatting with girls, etc. All these other things we are doing, then which iman is in us? So this reality, we have to make an effort. So inshallah, we all try and make this effort. And Allah is not going to ask us on the day of Qiyamah about in the qabr, you're not going to ask, were you a maulana or a hafiz or something. Then you will ask, ma deenukum. You will be asked, mar rabbukum. Who was your Rabb? Who was the one who brought you into existence? Who is the one that sustained you? Was your shop sustaining you? Was your job sustaining you? Who was the one who was sustaining you? مَا دِينُكُمْ Then, مَا تَقُولُوا فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ Where the sunnahs are in our lives. So it's not just a matter of studying and that. This reality has to come. May Allah grant us all and make it easy for us. And that we before mort, we make this effort and we die with this iman and Allah raise us with this iman. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا